Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 19, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. I'll be joined shortly by Mikisela. We will, rather. And we're here for our weekly New Earth support call. Wow, up to 38 people. So this is a increasingly popular event. So happy everyone's here. And as we do this, the technical protocol, please leave yourself muted and camera off also while we're doing the main event. At the end, when I request feedback and input, if you want to share with us verbally, then that's the time to turn on your mic and your camera and all that. But for right now, it's mainly an eyes closed event anyway. So the other request is that do give this, please, your undivided attention while we're doing it. That's not only for your benefit because you'll have a more awesome experience, but it's for the courtesy of everyone else because everyone affects everybody else. That's the nature of this work. It's blended energy fields. And this surprisingly works whether you're live or even on the recording afterwards. So these calls typically last about an hour, not a huge length of time. So we do request that you just do only this. The basic idea is just act as if you're right here in the room with us and act as if that was true. Hi, Mikisela.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. So she's dimming her light because that's too much brightness for her. All right, so what we're doing here is called New Earth Support, and we're here to help the new age on Earth so that we can have a more awesome planet. And that can't be there because of the camera, baby. And I'm getting distracted by the Mikisela, so I'll try to refocus myself here. So we will begin by calling the directions of the Mesa and calling in a whole bunch of awesome allies. You may not recognize them all, but they're all of love and light and high vibration and benevolent intent. After that, we'll all go into embodied awakening. I'll guide you in the simple, quick embodied awakening invocation. So we'll be at our very best for service. And after that, we kind of see what the divine has in mind. We know that we'll be made use of to help the great awakening on the planet, but these specifics are always a surprise. And another surprise is we may hear from our cat. This is Annie down here.
Honey,
what?
Well, we could give her something to sit on. She would like that, I think.
All right, you want to get up here? There you go.
I didn't mean it like she's like, I want that.
Okay.
I meant to,
clarify what you're saying, baby.
To bring the pad down and put it on the floor.
Oh, well, here's a pad. Here, Annie, if you want something soft, there's right here for you. There you go. Yeah. Okay. So whenever you hear a yowl from a cat, just assume that's like a vocalization helping you to move more deeply into your divine beingness.
No, Annie.
Okay. All right, so we've got a lot of disruptive energy right now, so we need to come to our center. So if we can keep her quiet, that's great, and if not, she may need to go somewhere else. Okay, so as a group, let's all help each other out here. So let's all just for a moment take a breath. Once more, it's a slow deep breath. Thank you. I feel your energetic support. Sweet. Yeah, the energy is getting a lot sweeter now. Thanks. Oh, yeah. Y'all are awesome. Shall we sing the directions?
I need a tissue.
Okay. Here's a tissue.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Would you like to set the tone, or shall I?
You go ahead and do okay. It. I don't know if I can even sing blah blah
okay.
Right now.
All right, so
you do it.
It's okay. All right. So again, what we're about to start is a few minutes of calling the directions of our Mesa, which is our sacred altar, And then we'll be calling in divine beings for a few minutes. Again, all of them are of high vibration, love and light, and they're going to bring in this awesome energetic container we work from. So our invitation while we're doing this is you just relax, rest in breath, and you'll feel the beautiful energies building around you. And it's all the same whether you're live or on the recording. So that's our invitation. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuichi. That's feeling nice. Shall I start with the beans, or do you want to start?
You go ahead and start. Okay.
I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good, please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma, we call our elemental allies, we call our benevolent ancestors, we call the following sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu, guardian angel. Apu, dragon mountain gateway. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, shining rock. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, grandfather mountain. We call Phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, fox, bear. We call the higher selves of spirit song, Thisa, Zachary, Deborah, Mu, West. Beloved, would you like to call any additional beings?
Yes. I call myself, I, Melissa McKeesela, May Brady. Call myself to myself. All timelines, all dimensions, all realities. calling myself to myself. I call white buffalo calf woman. I call Sekhmet. I call Isis. I call my sacred starseed family. I call my beloved crystal allies. Yeah. I call the higher self of Richard Eugene Brady. I call the higher self of Sadie. Yeah. I call also the higher self of Z for Star Healer. Oh. Thank you.
Complete.
Yes.
We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. May all heavy energy be cleared from this space. May Sami, highest celestial energy, saturate the field. Let there be now a membrane surrounding the sacred space to ensure that these good energies are contained for our work and to ensure that only beings of high vibration and benevolent intent enter this space. So it is.
And so it is.
Okay, so everyone talking to you humans now. Take a moment and see how you feel. See if the energy feels good. I'm feeling some weird energy in my right shoulder blade though. So allies, I now request that any disharmonious energy that does not serve the highest good of our work now be cleared from my body and from the field. Please make that so now. That's better. Okay. Feels clear now. Okay. So now we're going to have an opportunity for each of us to move into embodied awakening. And as always, I'll give a complete explanation of this. There's always someone new, or at least that's what I assume. So the nature of embodied awakening means your higher self comes down and merges with your physical self, and you become a composite being, no difference. Metaphorically, it's as if your ego, instead of driving slide to the passenger seat, and your divine self drives. And if at any point your ego doesn't care for the divine's driving, it can always take the wheel back instantly and regain control. So your ego should understand there's no risk. It's all perfectly safe to try this on. The benefits of embodied awakening that can be easily named. There's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you just know what to do through intuition much more. And there's a lot more bliss. So if that sounds like something you'd like to experience, we're going to do it now. In a moment, I'm going to say 8 words and ask you to repeat them out loud if you can, silently if you must. And you're going to speak these words to your higher self. And we'll begin that right now. So in a sec, I'm going to ask you to repeat the words starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let the words go. That's all of them. Now relax and just become aware of your breathing. And don't control the breath. Just let it do whatever it wants. Your job is to notice the simple sensation of it coming or going. You'll get your best outcome from this technique if you observe the following. I recommend you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just let the breath come and go and feel it when it does. If you become distracted, please let the distraction do its thing. It is not you. So you're not going to fight it or resist it. You are, however, going to simply relax back into your breath again, very gently and persistently. And if the distraction is still there in the background, that's fine. Let it be there. You're just going to relax into breath. So I invite you to do that now. And again, what I feel as this runs is the overall vibe of the group, which includes both the live folks and the ones on the recording. And y'all are doing amazing. Wow, you're going into the awakening so fast as a group. So many of you have already gone in. So you all just relax in embodied awakening if you're already there. And how do you know if you are there? Well, 4 things are true at the same time. There's no mental chatter. No challenging emotion, it's peaceful and it's effortless. So if all that's going on, then you're there. So if you are there, I invite you just to relax into that space. And if you're not, then just keep resting in passive breath awareness. And the fact that so many of us are already there will help you come on in through osmosis. The more people are in an awakened state, the easier it becomes to get there. I don't know that I've ever felt us come into embodied awakening this fast as a group. That's amazing. So we'll leave just a moment longer. And again, this is happening in your physical body. The divine comes to you. Nowhere to go. It all happens in the body. I feel like most or all of us are there. That was really fast. Well done, guys. And now the divine is starting to move energy. So now this is the part where I stop leading through the process and start reporting. So the invitation now is just to relax. Now we strap in and we go for the ride. So strong recommendation as we move forward, please do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen. The nature of how we do this is we relax and the divine does stuff and we cooperate and just relax into it. It's important to note also what I'm reporting at times may not be what you're experiencing. What McKeesla and I feel and report is what most people are experiencing. However, you may be having your own unique experience. I'm frequently have people actually say, oh, I fell asleep for part of it. Is that okay? If you do nod off, it's only because you are not yet able to hold awareness in the level we're working, and the ego goes to sleep while the higher self does the work. Sometimes that happens if you are receiving a strong healing and it would be too much for your ego to deal with. So you get spiritual amnesia, the ego temporarily winks out, the work is done, and then your ego is awakened back up when it's done. So those are the two main reasons why people might nod off in the work. So please don't concern yourself if that does happen. As long as you're doing your best to stay awake, just do the best you can. I can certainly think of many times in ceremonies where I was asleep for a while, and it's all okay. Okay, now I'm feeling the energy really starting to shift. So relax. Again, I'll repeat once again, if you are having an experience different than what we are reporting, do not try to match our description. Let go and go into whatever the divine has for you. But what I'm feeling right now is my head starting to buzz, my brain is going into kind of an altered state, and I'm increasingly experiencing my physical body as energy more than matter. And that's an obvious marker of shift into divine awareness. When you shift into divine awakened awareness, then all matter is perceived more like energy. So what appears to be happening is how these calls usually start off. We get worked individually, and the divine wants each of us as bright and shiny and awake as possible so that we can be of the greatest service. So just relax and allow the divine energy to saturate you. And now I'm feeling some moving and vibrating in my body as heavy energy is released. So you may feel heavy energy flushing out your hands or your feet or departing in some other way, possibly. If that's happening, just allow it. You don't have to know what it is or how it got there. Just relax in breath. If your energy experience is not super strong, however, if you're now really feeling the energy moving, a good point of awareness is just resting in the awareness of what the energy is doing. Whatever it's doing, just very gently hold attention there. In fact, you can get to a point where it's kind of effortless and you're just present. And you are just naturally and effortlessly aware of the energetic phenomena that you're experiencing. So if you're at that level, that's an awesome way to do it. If you're not quite at that auto level of awareness, then consciously place your attention on the energetic phenomena that you're experiencing. And again, if you're not very much aware of the energy, then fall back to breath awareness. There may occasionally be silent periods. If so, it's fine. It is not necessary for us to talk the entire time. So if we're silent for a while, know that we're still present and still holding space. And the divine is requesting maximum passivity. You're encouraged now to just relax and allow and let the divine do everything for us. Yeah, although I'm experiencing myself as a being of energy, as a being of form, the form just feels like energy. It's like I'm a light being sitting in the chair, is the subjective feeling. And now there's a subtle shading into deeper divine awareness. And for me, there's almost always at least a trace of physical body awareness. And what I recommend you allow is let the divine shade awareness between dimensions. So now we're gradually having more and more of the awareness in the inner worlds, but it's more like a slider, more like a dimmer than an on-off switch. So there may be part of your awareness in the body, part in the inner worlds. There may be several points of awareness in the inner world, even just let the divine place awareness where it wants. If at any point you find yourself using effort or willpower, our style of work works best if you just don't. Just relax, just let the divine move you. Egos are simply not qualified to navigate these realms. I'm feeling lots of higher vibration energy saturating my physical body. It's like every cell is lit up. A very deep saturation of divine consciousness. I can feel how much the allies want us walking around in our daily lives as divinely conscious beings. They're saying that's such a central key to the great planetary awakening. The more of us that are walking around awake, embodying our divines in everything we do every day, that's what really tips the scales. Let awakening be not just something you do when you sit on your meditation cushion, let it be something you hold constantly. And know that it can always go deeper than where it is. And it always will as soon as you're ready. The allies are requesting an even deeper level of relaxation from us. They're inviting us to drop to zero effort, to simply exist. So let's all do that right now. Just be, simply exist. Relaxing fully. Yeah, mm-hmm. That got really sweet. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Can you sense how the amplification of that simple suggestion has lightened the field and energized it?
Yeah, the bliss just got palpable. And they're repeating something they've had me say on prior calls too, which is in this kind of work, being is doing. It is enough just to exist right now. All the doing will be autopiloted. Wow. I'm feeling a lot of sorrow in the field. So our work begins. We are now being given a lot of sorrow and heavy emotional energy from the collective, which is all the humans on the planet. And in case you haven't noticed, we have blended as a group. We're now working as a composite field of consciousness. And as they often have me say, many hands make light work. And no single one of us is being solely handed this heavy sorrow. The entire beingness of what we are, supported additionally by so many beings of light, not just the allies we called earlier, but so many more. We are part of a vast number of beings who are being used to process this sorrow. So you may feel some sadness in your field, and you will have awareness of it as it processes through. There is nothing to do about it except feel it. Don't resist it, please. For some of us, it is bringing up personal sorrows, which is just a bonus, because you will have the added blessing of having your own sorrow cleared as well with the collective sorrow. And even now, you may be noticing, yeah, I'm feeling the sorrow, but wow, there's that sparkly bliss around the outside that's coming online. And this is how the healing works in the way it's done here. You relax, you give your full attention to the heavy energy being processed. And when a certain amount gets cleared, then it clears another layer of your own heaviness and you wake up some more. You move to a higher consciousness, more bliss, more ecstasy, more euphoria. Doing effective shadow work, which we're now doing collectively, is one of the fastest ways to deepen permanently your awakening, at least until it goes even deeper than that. So,
and it helps to, of course, take away the sorrow of the collective and allow them to focus on their own awakening, even though they may not call it that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like clearing the way for them energetically. Mm-hmm.
The divine is processing through us the heavy energy they're not ready to do for themselves.
Or don't know that they should do.
Exactly.
Or could do.
There's an old blues lyric. Been down so long, it looks like up to me. And a lot of people are in that state. They're in depression or sorrow or grief or whatever, and they just aren't even aware that a better state's possible. And the work we're doing is giving those people a hand up, giving them a little bit more lightness, a little bit of a head start, so that they then choose to move into a more wonderful state of being that's going to be easier for them.
I've been given some very heavy energy, and for anyone else who is very sensitive, just remember that this energy is not for you to keep. It is to pass through and to be given to Pachamama, to be given to her, to our Mother Gaia. She is the one who is taking it from us. As we are a filter, we are an energetic filter for the collective. So as the energy passes through, do, let it do just that. Let it just pass. Don't focus on that energy, for it's not yours. If you're guided to send it love and light, that's cool. Let spirit decide. Just maintain your own vibration and your own awareness. Allow spirit to do that with you.
So the energy is still quite strong, still a lot of heavy energy being processed through our collective field.
If it helps for you to just even jiggle in your seat, that helps to just move energy. So if that feels good to you.
You know, the body is actually quite clever at releasing, and if you're in an energetic clearing like this and the body wants to shake or vibrate, if you want to cry or holler or even scream, and that's okay in the environment you're in, that's all cool. If you got big anger coming up, you can like beat your fist on a pillow in that kind of context. So what I recommend is not to be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if something is spontaneously wanting to happen with your body to release, then allow that if at all possible. Or you might just be sitting quiet and not making a sound. Whatever's happening for you is fine. They're re-emphasizing again, there's nothing you have to do about this. You don't have to call the healing invocation or anything at all. They've got all that covered right now. And they're, as they almost always do, they're saying it is so helpful to us to have live human bodies to work with, because there are some flavors of heavy energy that are most efficiently processed through human bodies, which is what we're offering in our service here. And they're also reminding us that nobody's getting overwhelmed here. They are aware of each person's capacity, and each person is being uniquely given only as much heavy energy as can be processed through their body right now. So know that you are being very closely watched by the allies, taken care of. It may be intense. It will not be too much. And if you find yourself in any way resisting or clenching or tightening against this, that will actually just make it harder. So the optimal approach is to relax, open fully and completely to what you're feeling. And that will not only feel better, it will actually process the heavy stuff faster. So they are still going at it. That hucha is still coming through just as strong as when it started. And all we have to do is relax and let it, they're saying, you have a lot of people on this call. We're taking advantage of this. They're really happy. We've got actually 42 people on the call live right now, plus all the ones who will listen to the recording.
That's a really strong number. That it means everything. The totality of everything, the number 42.
Yeah, if you believe Douglas mm-hmm. Adams, life, the universe, and everything.
Yeah.
So, very auspicious number. Yeah, so just relax and be. And it's all being taken care of as collectively our composite divine consciousness is processing all this stuff. And the allies are ensuring us nothing is going to be left behind. We're going to make sure you are sparkly clean when all this is done.
I am very aware of not being here, if that makes any sense. I do not feel like I'm part of the body, yet I'm in the body. And it's a very interesting dichotomy. And the divine nature of my essence is that of love. And so And as soon as I said the word love, I just saw little sparks in my field. So I am just being love to the greatest cellular and energetic level of the ability of this body to carry, and to just be love to all of this energy that's surrounding. I also, in my mind, asked for Saint Germain to come. I don't remember, Benjamin, if you called him. I've been working more strongly with him the last few days. And the violet flame, of course. And he is just such a magnificent ally.
He's showing up really strong right now that you're talking about him. Yes. He's just so, I hope you all can feel how strong he is in the space. For those who don't know, he's an ascended master, and his violet flame is really good at purifying things.
He has manifested over thousands of years on Earth, and like Francis Bacon, there are many, many other beings that he has incarnated as, and others say that he is still here in just another form.
Well, he's certainly here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that vibration we're feeling right now, that is very Saint Germain. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how your body is feeling, but I'm noticing the heaviness of the energy seems much lighter, even though it's still heavy. So I know that's a contradiction, but the heaviness of it feels much lighter.
This kind of work is full of paradox. Yeah, my sense is Saint Germain is coming into each of us and blending with each of us as much as we're able to receive him. So whether you perceive it as just that violet flame energy in your body, or if you're sensing him actually merging with you, each person will have the experience that suits them. Just relax and allow whatever's happening for you. And now I'm definitely feeling a noticeable lightening. It's a both and. He's both assisting us in processing, and he's doing it for us. And it's like they're both happening at the same time. Another paradox. Again, very helpful to not resist, to allow yourself to completely feel the heavy energy. It's in your fully relaxing and opening to it that allows it to process more quickly and with less difficulty. Suffering is mainly caused by resistance to what is, not the initial challenging phenomenon itself. So if you just don't fight it, if you relax into it, you can actually flow with it and even enjoy it. So now I'm feeling a whole new level of divinity in my cells. There's like a new divine consciousness in the body. And if you're experiencing that too, just notice how much your actual physical body feels like the body of a divine being right now. How much more sparkly and light and just shiny it is. And my sense is there's still heavy energy being processed, but it's really subtle now, very, very subtle. And so stay with it. Just stay, again, relaxed, allowing, not doing anything, just allowing the energy to run itself. And my sense is each of us is getting a microcellular scrubbing, being cleaned up on just teeny tiny little subatomic levels. And they're saying each of us is acting as a surrogate for the collective, which means whatever is happening in our bodies is simultaneously being done on behalf of many, many other beings. So please continue relaxing, allowing, just being. Let the energy do its thing. You may be noticing yet another new consciousness in the body now. It might feel a bit alien. It's a divine level beyond what you might be accustomed to. In this case, alien is not bad. It's just unique and a bit unexpected. So if you feel this new, unusual energy coming in, allow that as well. Remember, we are in completely safe and protected space. Only that which serves our highest good can be happening on these calls. And our field is still full and protected. So even though it feels a bit uncharacteristic, a little unexpected, I invite you to allow this energy in as well. Oh, wow. They're saying this is one of the frequencies of the new humanity right here. And of course, it feels a bit alien because it's new to this vibration. So each of us is being given the opportunity to embody this next level of consciousness. Again, as surrogates so that it can spread to the others. This is cutting edge stuff right here. So just relax and if you're willing, just allow that new consciousness to settle in. It feels to me like a very full body experience going through all the cells. They're saying you are so much more than humans. Your real essence is so vastly beyond a human consciousness. And this is a little bit of that beyond human energy coming in to bring the humans to the next level. And again, there's some more heavy energy flushing out. It often does happen when a new frequency comes in, it stirs up old stuff that's in the way of it. And thus some flushing and healing is a necessary part of the incoming of a new consciousness. So allow that little bit of flushing out of heavy stuff as the new consciousness integrates.
I'm experiencing a light. Of course, I'm not really seeing a light, yet I am. And it's a density and flavor that is akin to my light language. And I've never experienced anything like that before, so that's really amazing.
There is a frequency shift just happened right there. Feels really good. Wow. by the way, in this work, when you belch, it is a release of heavy energy. It's not the least bit rude in this context. Yeah, that's a really strong frequency that's in us right now. It's almost like right there on the border between pleasure and pain. However you're experiencing it, the invitation is always just relax, allow it to be exactly what it is. The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. Yeah, this is that new consciousness being seeded into you. You may be noticing there's some really interesting energy in your brain right now, and it's also in other parts, but the brain is like the dominant focus right now. Very intense. Yeah, words aren't very good with this stuff. All I can say is intense, higher frequency, a lot of pressure in the brain. Just relax and allow them to bring you to the next level.
I'm finding that as this new frequency is adapting into the body, to the cells, and into the various layers of self, I'm also broadcasting it as well, wanting that it's as if on the satellite dish. Just broadcasting that frequency out.
So they're holding this intensity very strong and steady. And once again, they're just reminding us, just relax, allow, no effort, just being is an optimal approach to being of the greatest service in this process. How cool is it that our service to humanity requires us to be on the cutting edge of consciousness? That is just so cool. And once again, the divine has given us a unique experience. We've never had a neuro support call where it was just kind of this steady thing for such an extended period of time. Really cool. Okay, I'm feeling a subtly increasing heaviness in my body. And it feels like they're very slowly bringing us back to more physical awareness. And once again, it's a both and. The fact that we're coming more into our bodies is not meaning we have to let go of the consciousness. What they would most love is for us to integrate it. So what's happening now is, as you may be noticing, a slow and steady increase in physical body awareness. You may also notice that these energies are being saturated into your cells, into all that you are. And just give them some time to brighten you up the best you can. As always, they're watching you very carefully and giving you as much as you can handle and no more than that. They do not overwhelm. Not in our work. That was almost an hour. Boy, that went fast. Time flies when you're beyond time. And my eyes have opened. So when you're ready, you can, at whatever rate best serves you, open your eyes. You can make it real gradual or just pop them open if that works for you. And wow, everybody stuck with us through that whole thing. We're still at 42 folks. Thank you all so much. Wow. Okay. So it's feedback time. We'll leave just a moment for anyone who wishes to either type something in the chat window, or if I'm now allowing unmuting, so anyone who wants to just unmute themselves and speak. And if you've got a video camera, you're welcome to turn that on as well. So the floor is open for feedback.
I'd like to share some feedback.
Yeah, please. This is Maria.
Marla.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Marla.
That's okay.
How funny. We talked about
that. That was wonderful. Very intense for me this evening. Uh-huh. And I was noticing how reactive I was to everything. It was like, you know, I was feeling all these different things in my body, like tingling or picks or print, like sort of like pins and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I was being very reactive to it. And then I stopped, and it was like so amazing when I stopped reacting to everything and trying to figure it out. And then you said, you know, the way is easy for those who have no preferences. And it just like really, really resonated with me. And I had a great time. It was intense, but I loved it. So thank you.
Sounds like you entered into a witness consciousness of just being aware of the mind and the frontal cortex that likes to chit chat, and the one that likes to weigh the weights and measures all the time. And and so you were something flipped in you, and that you just let that pass, like pass around you or through you like a cloud, and you just stayed in that space of being centered. What I call witness consciousness. That's just beautiful. Well done.
Thank you for that observation. I love that information. Thank you.
And by the way, the quote, the way is not difficult for those who have no preferences, is from the third Chinese patriarch of Zen. Just to give credit where it's due. We got a couple of people typing. See, this is from Cass. She said to me, when you had your large belch, I literally felt your exhalation. No scent, just breath blowing my lungs. No, blowing my bangs. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
I blew her hair around with my belch. That's hilarious. You want to read the next one?
Sure.
From KD.
Who's KD?
It's KD.
Like Katie, but uh-huh. Katie. All I can say is wow. And thank you. That was amazing beyond words to describe. Also, my body kept jerking, so I guess I was releasing.
Yep. Yeah, releasing, that's how it works.
Processing. Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to, if I could share what it, that was just so awesome. Thanks. I mean, I can't talk after these, but it felt so cosmic, you know, I mean, and it was so cool when you were explaining what was happening and I was feeling it happening. And then it was weird because my hands kind of hurt and then it just sort of passed through me. I'm amazed. It was
yeah, they're doing good work with us. I'm so grateful the allies are using us in this way. And of course, we're all the instrument being played.
Yeah.
Kind of like a 42-string guitar or something. So. Plus all the recording people.
Yeah, so, that's right. Yeah. Thank you, recording.
Thank you. That's a beautiful observation.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
And what else we got here? Anjuli typed clean, tingly new systems upgrades. Oh, yay.
That's what I'm experiencing.
Oops.
Yeah.
And KC says, interesting for me tonight, I had pressure of the call in my fingernails. Whoa, have not experienced that before. Much loved all on the call. Mm-hmm. Fingernail cleansing, wow. And then we have a comment from Kay. You want to read that one?
Yeah. Very lovely, powerful energy. Felt something happening with my eyes as if energy wanted to exit through them. Also felt an opening in my nostrils as if I was being breathed.
Wow.
That's gorgeous.
Cool.
Beautiful Kay.
And Larry typed, an orchestra of 42 musicians.
You know, 42, I have to say, it was the number of my room in rehab. And I'll never forget that because it meant everything. Like 42 means everything. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Anyone who's read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy knows what we're talking about there. Nikki types, very surprised at how much discomfort and pain I experienced. Big happenings.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And even knew it was going to be amazing. She was right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So wow, yeah, that was so intense and
I'm
so rewarding. Yeah,
was that Nikki? So Nikki, how if you can't type or can't speak, I'm wondering if the discomfort and pain has cleared. If not, we can hold space for you about that. Because remember, unless it really is yours, and it may have, but we are on these calls, we tend to be processing for the collective.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering how you're feeling now, love.
Yeah, she says easier now, thanks.
Oh, great. Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah, that was one of the most intense calls we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a privilege because we got what we were ready to work. And what's happening, there are so many people on these Thursday night calls for neuro support mm-hmm. that are coming week after week. We are becoming an orchestra. We're becoming kind of like a finely tuned instrument. And we've been doing it for months now. So our consistency is allowing us go to the next levels of service.
So my right ear is humming. Mm. And in the work of Ra, when that happens, there's a positively oriented being trying to get your attention. So I'm going to give it my attention and mm-hmm. let you know that I hear you.
Yay. And Patricia typed, feeling so blissful right now. Thank you. And we got another thing pop in here. Let's see what that is. You want to read it or shall I?
You do, please.
Teresa said, when you said go to no effort, I felt a huge shift in my heart chakra from pulsating energy to a vibrating. The download was very head focused. It started the pulsating in my head, and finally the heart and head joined to a solid flowing vibration. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I had last Friday, I had kind of funny, not one, but two MRIs. I was ordered to have one, and I was in the machine for a good hour and a half. And I know we no sooner turned around when I got a call to go back. They needed another image. And so when I went into the MRI, what you're talking about is the pulsating in the head. And I certainly felt that. But it was done by a huge magnet. So, and I got to experience it twice. It was really phenomenal.
Okay, we've got one more comment here.
I love that little heart. Oh, you're on your cell phone. Gina!
Gina says...
Can I read that?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Gina says, I've been reading channeled Saint Germain material. That's awesome. I need to send you something. Try to remember me. Send me a text. I've been reading channeled Saint Germain material today. So, haha. So, thank you for the synchronicity and the presence. This was...
I'm sorry. Try that.
This was excellent and moved so much and so much energy and contained so much personal confirmation for me as you narrated your experience. Thank you, loves.
Oh,
well done.
And then Yolanda.
Hey, Yolanda.
There are times when I'm wanting to vocalize, but there are no words that make sense. So we get that. This is all beyond language. I'm amazed we're able to say as much as we can. We're pretty chatty.
Especially afterwards. Yeah. I mean, wow.
Pretty chatty for that, which ultimately cannot be described.
Yeah.
All right. So it feels like...
So I'm just wondering if anyone else is hearing what or experiencing. I'm feeling music in my field, but it's not, it's celestial music. Is anyone else feeling that? There's just a layer of my being that I'm not sure if that's a part that... didn't quite come back with me intact, that's still there where we were, or it's just part of my field that I haven't experienced before. I'm feeling literally like angelic energy, and it's singing.
Yolanda typed, I saw musical notes during the meditation.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm experiencing, I think I'm feeling the vibration you're talking about, but I'm not experiencing it as music.
Okay, someone's having.
Although humming. Vanessa has humming on mm-hmm. her ears.
Mm-hmm. In her ears.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, so I'm sensing a wind up.
Gina said, I feel the vent vibration sense geometry, but not hearing it as music. Okay. Interesting.
Anjali says, feeling energy flow still myself like liquefied light pouring through my spine.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gorgeous.
It's good stuff, guys. Thank you for co-creating it with us.
Mm-hmm. And as we, and you know, so what I do with that energy, then I'm not sure what you're led to do, but I just give that to Pachamama. I embody what is mine, and then I give her, to her what is hers, because it's part of my work. Is to be the bridge between heaven and earth, and to hold that vibration, to be able to ascend, for us all to ascend. So it's a dual process for mm-hmm. me. Yeah.
All right, so I'm sensing, let's wrap up. We can, after we formally close the call, though, we can stay on the live call and chat for a bit. But I am sensing it's now time to close the formal process and end the recording. So,
can I take a quick sip?
You may.
I would like to sing.
A lubricated throat is a singy throat.
You know, we run the air, the heat now. And the moment that I step out of a place that is not moist, I immediately start getting all congested and everything. Mm. It's my body's way of trying to stay moist in my sinuses. So, yeah, interesting.
All right. So would you like to set the tone for the directions?
Sure.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocham, Inti, Kwi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Wow. So, so grateful. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please, those who've been part of this event, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves those folks' highest good. Makisla and I request that you stay with us always.
Yeah.
Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? After the count of three, we can all clap, if you wish, and seal the work. One, two, three. Okay, ceremony is complete. Just a couple of quick notes. This, of course, was a free public call, but if you want to go deeper and get access to the full archive in Awakening Plus, there's nearly 280 calls in there, all of which are available to the members, and we've got a beautiful course for invocations, and we've got a new monthly community call that started in December. So we've just also added levels, new higher levels with even more stuff in them. So if you want to check all that out, go to awakeningplus.com. You can learn all about it there. Plus the information page now has some cool videos. Several of the people on the call tonight are featured in those videos, sharing their experiences. It's kind of cool to check out all that stuff if you're interested. And if you're interested in working with me directly, one-on-one, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and other stuff. All that information is at astroshaman.com. Thank you all so much for being here. So we're going to end the recordings, but we will stay on a little bit longer if people just want to chat. So this is the end of the recording. Thanks so much for everyone. Again, this is a co-creation. Everyone who was part of this live or on the recording created it just as much as Makisla and I did. So thanks so much for showing up, and good night.